SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden's cognitive decline has prompted Republicans in Congress to urge Vice President Kamala Harris to consider invoking the 25th Amendment to remove Biden from office. On the Salem Media Group news program, This Week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson says reporters keep asking him one question.
If you were in the cabinet, if you were serving in the Biden cabinet, would you, in good conscience, be thinking about invoking the 25th Amendment? And I answered instantly and honestly, of course I would, because I see what everybody sees. I doesn't believe anybody in that cabinet is going to do the same thing, but they asked me what I would do, and that was my answer.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be broadcast on This Week on the Hill, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Also at SRNNews.com, Vermont residents are cleaning up. Remnants of Hurricane Beryl dumped heavy rain on Vermont on Wednesday and Thursday and caused more flooding. Governor Phil Scott.
From road and bridge washouts to homes destroyed, the damage is significant. But as I visited towns yesterday and spoke with people, I was reminded of how resilient Vermonters really are. Even in the face of devastation, I saw many community members come together, doing what they can for their neighbors to help them get through this.
Two people died in Vermont when their vehicles were swept away by raging floodwaters. A utility company executive warning that about 500,000 Houston area homes and businesses will still not have electricity into next week as the wide outages from Hurricane Beryl just drag on. Stocks sharply higher, the Dow up 341 points. The NASDAQ adding 150. This is SRN News. Arkansas election officials have rejected the petition submitted for an abortion rights ballot measure.
The Secretary of State's office in Alabama said organizers behind the measure did not submit required paperwork about its paid canvassers. The group submitted more than 101,000 signatures. The measure would have barred laws banning abortion in the first 20 weeks of gestation and allowed abortion later in pregnancy in cases of rape, incest, threats to the woman's health or life, or if the unborn baby would be unlikely to survive birth. Jeremy House, SRN News.
New York University has settled a lawsuit filed last November by three Jewish students. The students say they were subjected to pervasive acts of hatred, discrimination, and intimidation since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. In addition to providing an undisclosed amount of money, NYU officials say they would dedicate additional academic resources to Judaic studies and the study of anti-Semitism. This is SRN News. In health news, as summer drags on and the temperature continues to soar across the Southwest, correspondent Donna Warder has details on a possible lifesaver for heat stroke.
With a heat wave affecting much of the U.S., more people could be susceptible to heat stroke. The Henderson Fire Department in Nevada says it has a way to quickly cool down the bodies of heat stroke victims. The department's Thomas Vent says it's called a polar pod.
It allows us to encase the patient and fully enclose them and immerse them in ice water.
The patient is essentially zipped up in a bag filled with ice and water, which Vent says reduces the core body temperature.
It's something that can drastically increase our heat stroke patients' survivability. It's relatively inexpensive. It's easy to use. There's honestly no reason why we shouldn't be using these things.
I'm Donna Warder.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.